This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you and put ourselves under your mighty hand today. Just to thank you and praise you, just to thank you and praise you this night for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do here in the name of Jesus. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here this night in the name of Jesus. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let the Holy Spirit of God just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Be God, direct and ordain our footsteps here in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm ever so crowned my heaven with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let the Holy Spirit come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Prepare the people's heart this night to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible in hand, I would like you to open it up to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17 through 20. The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17 through 20. And the word of God reads, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophet. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of God." This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Yes, the grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. Just for the next few minutes, as you pray for us and with us, we want to talk about, how do you measure up to God's standards? How do you measure up to God's standards? Because God's standards is the standard that matters. Again, how do you measure up to God's standard? Because God's standard is the standard that really matters. Thank you, Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. We thank God for another opportunity. My name is Dudley Tebow with Prophetess Lisa Tebow coming to you tonight in that name that's above every other name. And we are grateful and thankful for the God that we serve. Because the God that we serve, he is a God that sits high and looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. He's the God of the universe. Hallelujah. He's a God that is full of love, and he's also a God that is full of wrath. So we as God's people are grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground, and the ground not on top of us. We thank God for the use of the internet that we are able to teach and preach the word of God, lift up the name of Jesus on a local level, and being able to reach others on a global level. So again, tonight we are talking about how do you measure up to God's standard, because his standard is the one that matters. Here, brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, does grace give us as believers in Christ an eternal get out of jail free card to live our lives just any kind of way? No, I stop by that we tonight to let you know that our life has to line up with God's perfect will, and our lives has to be in alignment with what the word of God is saying. So beloved, we as God's people must realize that God's rules still apply to us as his children in 2021. Here again in the scriptures that was read, here in Matthew 15, verse 17 and 18, it says, "Do not think that I, Jesus, have come to abolish all the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, nor the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished." So beloved, child of God, when Jesus said that he came not to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill what he is saying, that God's law still applied to us, he did not abolish it. See, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, how do you measure up to God's standard this night? Because God's standard is the one that matters. Beloved, we as God's people are not exempt from following God's rules and regulations while we are here living on this earth at this time. So remember, as a follower of Christ, we are still obligated to follow God's law in 2021. And we will have to. And we will have to give an account for breaking God's rule. Child of God, believer in Christ, God's law still abides. As people of God, as followers of Christ, we live in a time and in a day and in an age in which the law of God is not loved or honored or regarded as it should be by man as well as women. People of God, today in 2021, there are so many people who profess a faith in Christ and yet believe that the law of God is something that for this present age is to be set aside. But I stopped by this night to let you know that God's Word, Old Testament, as well as New Testament, is God's Word. We don't just honor and respect a half a part of the Bible, the Word of God, biblical instruction before living earth. No, Jesus came to fulfill the law and to let and to allow God to allow grace because of what he did, because of what he fulfilled. Grace came about. And we as God's people are under grace. Yes, we thank God because he is a good God. He could have done away with us a long time ago. But he allowed us here in 2021 to be on top of the ground and the ground not on top of us. There are some even that profess to be Christian. Even in the church arena, there are some people, even now, that go as far as saying that the believer in Christ no longer are under obligation to preach or obey God, Old Testament law. The devil is a liar because God's word won't change. God's word, we as his children are still obligated to follow his commandments. Bible says in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 1, stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. For freedom, spiritual freedom, Christ freed us. How do you, brothers and sisters in Christ, believer in the Lord, how do you measure up to God's standard? Because God's standard is the standard that matters. Here we see in Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, knowing that a man is not declared righteous by the work of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even as we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. So, beloved, to be justified with respect to the holy demand of God's law, yes, we are still having a, we still have a connection to the law in that we are declared righteous in accordance with the standard of the law through faith in Jesus Christ, having his own righteousness credit to our account as born again believers in Christ. Yes. My brothers and sisters, Jesus, he came to bridge the gap between God and man. He came to make a way out of no way. So that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. So how do you measure up to God's standard in 2021, because God's standard is the one that matters. So remember, as a follower of Christ, you are still obligated to follow God's law in 2021. And you will have to give an account for breaking his law. Here in the Word of God, in Matthew 5, verse 19. It says, anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever practices and teaches these commands will be great in the kingdom of heaven. So, beloved, we must understand, as believers in Christ, we will have to give and account before Christ with what we have done in the body, whether good or bad. Yes, believers in Christ, how do you measure up to God's standard? This night, we will be judged by God's standard according to how we live as believers in Christ. So if you or myself, as a believer of Christ, break a law willfully without repenting, and we teach others to do the same, we will have to give an account, and we will be called least in the kingdom. So it helps us to understand that as being the salt and the light of the earth, as being a representative for Christ while we're here on earth, I would encourage you to live a life that is right in the sight of God. A life that is right. A life that is in line with God's command for us. As believers in Christ, we must understand that righteousness is required for our entrance into heaven. Again, Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the one that bridges the gap between God and man. He is the one that went to Calvary's cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Jesus is the one that laid upon his shoulder an old rugged cross. He drug it from Judgment Hall all the way to Calvary Hill. Jesus was the one that they placed on that cross. They put spikes through the palm of his hand, through the ankles of his feet. They raised him high, and they stretched him wide. Jesus didn't say a mumbling word while he was on that cross. Before he gave him the ghost, he said, he looked up his head and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He became that ultimate sacrifice for God, for mankind. When they pierced him in his side, water and blood came trembling down. When it hit the earth, lightning started flashing. Thundering started roaring. The graves opened up. And the dead was walking among the living. Jesus, he made that ultimate sacrifice so that we can be back in right standing with God. As a believer in Christ, we should be grateful and thankful for what he did. Again, believers in Christ, we must understand that righteousness is required for the way, for the entrance to get into heaven. Bible says in Matthew 5 verse 20, for I tell you that unless your righteousness surpass that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. So believers of Christ, imagine how this would have rain in the ear, the Jews of Jesus' day. Because the Pharisees at that time were daily practicing the model of Judaism. They really worked on obeying the thousands and thousands of rules and regulations that they have incorporated. Everything from dress code to social behavior, from ministry and works. But beloved, the only one thing that they lacked was loving God so much that they would deny themselves and seek his righteousness in God's Son, Jesus Christ. You see, the Bible says that in Matthew 6:33, for to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and everything else shall be added. So, beloved, the point is this. Many people, even today, in 2021, are very religious, and they seek acceptance in the kingdom of God through their many religious activities. However, religious activities will never make they acceptable in the kingdom of God. So the question may be asked, what is righteousness? In the word of God, righteousness refers to do things right and to be right in God's eyesight. You see, the word says in the book of Romans 3 verse 10, it says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. So believers in Christ, in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, it can only be done by the righteousness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Because Jesus was the only one who met all the earthly requirements that we could never meet, which was fulfilling the law and the shedding of blood. So the point is very clearly here. Yes, it is true that we as Christians do have spiritual freedom. We have the freedom to live and act within the guidelines that God has already set up. So, beloved, we still must follow the rules and regulations that God has set up, and we must keep pushing towards perfection in Christ Jesus. Bible says, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yes, my brothers and sisters, as we repeat what Romans 8, verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The question still remains, how do you, as a child of God, measure up to God's standard? Because his standard is the one that matters. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember that Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The word says in Hebrews 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we must seek the Lord while he may be found. Draw nigh to him and he'll draw nigh to you. That's the type of God that we serve. We serve a God that's willing, able, and ready to meet our each and every need. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that knows us all by name, the one that loves us with an undivided love. Because the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So remember, religion can't save you. Religious works cannot allow you in the kingdom of God. It's only through Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, that we have the right to.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real,
live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
Live for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone.
Live for real,
live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
Live for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real. Live it for real. There's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real,
live for real.
the change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real.
So again, tonight we are talking about how do you measure up to God's standard, because God's standard is the one that matters. Here we see in the Word of God that we are thankful and grateful. Just before I go a little further, we are thankful and grateful to those that have tuned in tonight, to those that have tuned in to listen to the broadcast. We just thank and encourage you to just putting the word out that we are the radio broadcast comes on Tuesday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. and also on Friday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. for Busted Loose and Faith Ministries. Amen. Because we want to put the word out so that others may be encouraged in 2021 by the word of God, and the Lord have impressed us to come on and to share with you. Amen. So we just hope and pray that whatever you are believing God for, that God would meet that need in his time. Amen. Hallelujah. Here we see that we are talking about how do you measure up to God's standard, because his standard is the one that matters. Here in the book of 2 Corinthians 10, verse 12, it says, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. They measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise." Here in this particular verse in 2 Corinthians 10, chapter 10, verse 12, it was aimed at the false teachers in doing Jesus' day when the apostle, during Jesus' day when the apostle Paul addressed this issue, because they thought so highly of themselves that they failed to see that their measure of righteousness was a faulty one. You see, the apostle Paul is reminding us even now in 2021 as believers that the standard above all other standards is Jesus Christ. And God's standards on our lives, which means more than anyone else's standard, even our own. So that's why we can't compare ourselves with somebody else. We have to compare ourselves with Jesus Christ, because he's the set example. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one that left us the example for us to follow as far as living right in the eyes of God. So how do you measure up to God's standard? As a believer, as believers of Christ, you see, no human standard will ever fulfill you, because only God's approval will provide the peace you are seeking in this life. So, beloved, let us live according to God's standard, which we can find in God's living and active word. You see, the more time we as a child of God spend with God, the deeper anchored we will be, or we will become, in God's purpose for our lives. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in. the more time that we as a child, as children of God, spend time with God, the deeper anchored we will become in God's purpose for our lives. Because all other standards will become foolish when we are rooted in Christ. You see, God's standard is the standard that matters the most. Measuring up, Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 6, blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Because we, my brothers and sisters, we are the righteousness of God in Christ. We became the righteousness of God in Christ through Christ's righteousness that has been accredited to our account. Because we live in an ungodly world, a world that's full of darkness and sin. You see, people of God, God have placed within us eternity in our heart. And we will have an unhappy longing for more of him. So we need to try to satisfy that unhappy loneliness. We try to satisfy that unhappy loneliness with scenic vacations, with accomplishment of creativity. Sometimes we even try to satisfy that loneliness, that loneliness, with sexual exploits, drugs of every kind, and so forth. But that loneliness still remains in us, that only Christ can fulfill that void in our lives. So again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has something to say to us in 2021 by God's word concerning that universe experience about the about that hunger of the human heart and the restlessness, thirst of our soul. Again, in the word of God, it says, we find in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, where he says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Question again remains, how do you measure up to God's standard? Because God's standard is the standard that matters. Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So child of God, righteousness is being pure in heart before God, who alone can see the heart. Yes, beloved, righteousness is showing mercy to other folks. And righteousness is being pure in heart before God, who alone can see our heart. Righteousness is the effort done on our part to make peace with others. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 18, if it be possible, as much as lie in us, live peaceably with all men. So people of God, when we hunger and thirst for righteousness, we don't look to the broken pictures of our own resources. We look to God as our source. Believers in Christ, let's make righteousness our passion and be satisfied. Child of God, as water and food is to the physical body, so righteousness is to the spiritual life. Yes, beloved, we as human beings hunger and thirst not only for physical food, but also for satisfaction in the spiritual realm in this life. See, the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11, it says, He who had made everything beautiful in his time, also he set eternity in our hearts, so that no man or woman can find out the works that God does from the beginning to the end. Yes, beloved, all of us are hungering and thirsting for righteousness. But the problem is that we try to fill that emptiness, that void, that hunger with things other than that of the righteousness of God. So, beloved, we as born-again believers, as people in general, we spend our monies on things that does not satisfy. We are drinking from cisterns that can hold no water. Our satisfaction is not being met in the things of this world. Yes, we try to satisfy ourselves with money, with power, with education, with sex, with pornography, with boyfriends and girlfriends, with toys and earthly possessions, which allow us fun for a season and entertainment for a little while. But yet, in all these things, it leads up to a deeper sense of need and a deeper longing for satisfaction, because they do not fit that unhappy longing for God. This man, J.S. Lewis, stated this, that we are half-hearted creatures that is fooling around with drinking and sex and ambition, when infinite joy is being offered to us. But like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he or she cannot imagine what is meant by the offering of a holiday at the sea. So we are far too easy, pleased where we are. Yes, we as human beings are far too easy, pleased. We fool around with so many things that doesn't satisfy us. We settle for things that does not and cannot fill that void and emptiness in our lives, because we are far too easy pleased. We think so often that the things of this world would satisfy us, so we always end up falling short of what we desire. So believers of Christ, the joy that is offered to us, the peace that is offered to us, and the satisfaction that is offered to us is unbelievable. If we would only grab a hold of Jesus and his offer to be our satisfaction. Here, for an example, when we look at the story of the prodigal son, which is found in the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. I'm going to paraphrase it. The young man, the young son, this man had two sons, an elderly son and a younger son. The younger son went to his dad and told him to give what is due him. The young son took the inheritance of his father, which he had given to him, and left home. And he went to a farm off country where he lost all his inheritance money on riotous living, on things which did not satisfy. He was far too easily pleased and fooled into thinking that this was what life was all about, only to fall short. When he had a lot of money, he had a lot of friends, and he partied and parties to attend. But when the money was gone, so were his friends. At this point in time, he began to go downhill in a major way, to the point of living with the pigs and eating the slop that they ate. The young man finally came to himself, and he said, "I'm going home to my father's house, where his servant had food to eat, had a roof over their head, clothes on their bodies, shoes on their feet." The young man headed home, and his dad was looking for him every day. And when he seen him coming, he ran to him. He kissed him. And he walked him home. And when he got home, he asked him to go and kill a fatted calf. Then he took his young son, and he placed upon him a ring on his finger, a cloak on his shoulders, sandals on his feet. And the young man was happy to come home. Just like the man, the godly man, that accepted his son, the younger son, even though he did things that wasn't right in God's eyes or in the public eyes, he repented of his wrongdoing, and he got right in right standing with his father. My question tonight, beloved, is how do you measure up to God's standard? Because God's standard is the standard that matters. We have to remember this always. Like the prodigal son, we, as born-again believers, know that Jesus Christ is the only one who can satisfy. God's favor can only be met in Christ's righteousness. This truly is a measure of hope to those who are lost and perishing in our day and time in 2021. Yes, the emptiness that fills their lives and ours as well, can only be satisfied in Christ, the true and righteous one. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, the Apostle Paul, he wrote, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his only son in the likeness of sinful flesh on the account of sin. He condemned it, sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Again, Jesus let us know in the book of Matthew 5, verse 17 and 18, do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy but to fulfill. But surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is satisfied and fulfilled. Believers in Christ, notice that Jesus affirmed that the authority extends down to the very level form of God's written law. So people of God, when heaven and earth pass away, not one dot of a single I or not one cross of a single T will fail from God's written law until all of it is fulfilled. Everything will happen just as God had said it would happen. Bible says in Luke 21, verses 33, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. See, God's word was written on earth by the God of heaven, but those very works, very words that God gave will not last, both heaven and earth themselves. Yes, beloved, God is concerned with an obedient to his law, but he seeks an obedience from us, his children, from the heart. So, beloved, our God's holy law abides forever. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Yes, believers of Christ, in eternity, an eternal get out of jail free card to live our life just any kind of way while we're here on earth is not in line with God's will for our life. So, beloved, we as God's people must realize that God's rule still applies to us today in 2021. Yes, people of God, we will be judged by God's standard according to how we live as believers in Christ. So if for some reason or another you fall short of the glory of God, Bible says, as a believer in Christ, in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There may be one, or there may be some, underneath the sound of my voice, that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. There may be one, or there may be some, that been putting off to come to Jesus. Don't put off today, tonight, for tomorrow. Do it this night. We're not promised tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just a matter of coming to that place in life where you are ready to throw both hands up and give your life totally and complete to Jesus Christ. Yes, you have tried everything else. Come to Jesus just the way you are, tore up from the floor. After you repent of your sin, after you humble yourself, in his eyesight, come to the foot of the cross and let him know how sorry you are for the sins that you have committed. And you are ready to give it all to him. God is at the door of your heart standing with outstretched arm, reaching out to you to come to him. Bible says that after you repent of your sin, in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, and you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for which your heart should believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes, if that's you tonight, and you done gave your life to Christ, let me be the first one to say, welcome to the beloved family of God. The angels in heaven is rejoicing because a sinner have come to realize that they needed a Savior. Yes, beloved, we are rejoicing with you. Once you do this, get involved in a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled church where the Word of God is being preached and not watered down, preaching just the way it is. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray and we are thankful. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that word. We definitely appreciated it. And I hope that our listeners have gained some information that they didn't have. Thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you so much for listening tonight. If you should have questions, comments, topics you'd like to be discussed, please feel free to contact us by writing to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Also, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you, and thanks so much. Have a great evening. The Lord willing, we'll be back again on Friday evening, at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.